Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Catherine Caputa. And she's the author of You Are a Brand, Women Who Brand, Breakthrough Branding. You're starting to see the picture. She's a branding expert, and she has been now helping us for 9 years, more than 9 years. And we're talking about some of the great brands that are out there right now, the ones that you see all the time, maybe you're using, Catherine's helping us understand how they got their start, and all the stories that she tells us. It just seems to me that the bottom line is they began with innovation. And an innovative way of thinking about how to reach people, but also blending in, Catherine, the way people think, and their expectations these days, right? We lost Catherine there. So, folks, the expectations that we have that our customers have. Now, when we say expectations, that would include social media. Catherine talked about that in the very beginning. She talked about the fact that with social media, people, you know, where do people expect to find you? Some people expect to find you in the newspaper. Some people expect to find you on the radio. Some people want to expect to find you on social media. That's, I think, more and more people. And as I've said before, Catherine, it's not either or; it's both and.
Right.
But it all comes back to innovation, doesn't it?
Right, it all comes with, let's talk about another company, and this is
right.
A company targeting mainly women, and this is Birchbox. And I don't know if you're familiar with it, but it's basically,
nope.
It's one of these monthly subscription services that you sign up for $10 a month, and every month they send you a box, it's a beautiful box, that has 5 samples in it. And it's all cosmetics and grooming related.
Mm-hmm.
And this was developed by 2 women from Harvard Business School. The brilliance of it is it was the first subscription company. Now there's a number of them. You can get a food selection every month or something like that. But it's cosmetic samples. So they get the products free that they send out. The cosmetic companies pay to have their products.
That's what my wife needs. That's what my wife needs, more bottles.
Yes, exactly. But I'm telling you, they're targeting young girls, teens and early 20s. And, you know, they always like to experiment with new things and stuff like that. So that's what's so fabulous about it, that the companies pay to have their product in the box, the subscribers pay to get the box every
mm-hmm.
month. All they have to pay for is the box and the shipping.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got like 1 million subscribers now, so do the math. $10
wow.
a month by that many.
Wow.
Plus every cosmetic company that includes a sample has to allow Birchbox to advertise their product
wow.
on their online site, and they have like a 40% or 50%
and that
conversion
was just,
rate.
That was just laying out there for somebody to claim. I mean,
exactly.
that was a niche that nobody was claiming. How many millions of other niches out there are there like that, Catherine?
Exactly, and they just were thinking it was a business school project to come up with a business idea, and that was their idea, and it's just been a takeoff idea. And the interesting thing is talk about your satisfied customers doing your branding for
yeah.
you. You know, they do a video every month. Here's what's in the new box and getting all the excitement. But all these girls do videos and post it on
oh,
YouTube
goodness.
Or Vine
oh,
or send it to their friends or, oh, here's the way I'm using the eyeshadow
oh, no.
this month. And so it's all of that kind of stuff.
Boy, I'm sorry I'm missing those videos. I got to check those out.
Yeah, check Birchbox.com. But
wow.
anyway, I mean, it's amazing. They've done a fabulous marketing job. Again, almost all 100% social media.
Wow. Think
and
about that, folks.
These girls, you know, are avid. And then they have all these promotions. And every box every month has a different design on it. So every box looks different. Everyone has a theme. And they do all these things like you get a friend to sign up for Birchbox, you get some extra free samples.
Mm.
You save all 12 boxes for the year, and they want you to take pictures of you with all 12 boxes, or writing about, and then a lot of girls have you know, teenage girls or women in their early 20s have blogs, you know, and they sort of give their critique of every sample that's in the box that month.
And, so, and folks, remember what we've been saying. This was two ladies who thought about how can we distribute products in an innovative way that nobody's ever done before. And
right.
then that's what they started with, wasn't it?
That's what they started with, and innovation. It was also the insight that people like to try a product
right.
first before they buy the big bottle. Because you know, you're married, you know how expensive those things are.
I do know. And I know, actually, I don't think I want to know how much.
I know, you don't want to know.
Hey, Catherine, thanks for being here. Website quickly, please.
Website, again, is selfbrand, selfbrand.com.
Thanks, Catherine. Catherine Carpita, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'll be back. But not in the next hour. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.